This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Vision Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always, and we are on location under the oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. The Frederica Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Final Four bound Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Sounds good.
Yeah, we've weathered the cold, actually. It's just a little cool now. It's been cold the last couple days, so football weather.
Yeah, it's tolerable now.
Yeah.
What's the weather supposed to be like in Millage, Vegas this Friday night?
72, clear, about kickoff by 52, about right.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Not that I've been looking into that.
No, of course not. No, you got more important things to do. Yeah. So. All right. Past Friday night, exercised some demons in Hayhira, taking care of the Valwood School Valiants by the tune of 28-21, and just some absolute last-minute magic keeping that comeback from the Valiants to fall just short.
Yeah, I thought our kids, you know, like I said, from the beginning, they played hard. We played physical. We played hard. And, you know, we made a few mistakes right there at the end. We had control of the game with like 3 minutes, 25 seconds, up 28-14. I made a boneheaded mistake to kick it deep. So that's my fault. But, you know, they scored. Then they got the onside kick, and our kids responded. That's the one thing that I've noticed about them all year is they're going to respond, and they're resilient, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to battle. And, you know, I just thought when you go back and look at the film, you know, it was a very physical, tough, hard-hitting football game from beginning to end. And, you know, I thought our kids responded. And I think when we talk about it, it's one of those things, and we said it tonight, how quick do our kids get acclimated into the game? Because we can't generate that game speed. We don't have the depth to create game speed here at practice. So it's really how fast do we get acclimated. And I thought we got acclimated pretty quick, and Coach Eric and I were talking about it. Really helped as we got them to jump off sides on offense. First two plays, put them behind the chains. Coach Gibson did a great job calling the stunts up front, and they jump off sides, they're behind the chains. We stop them, and then offensively, we set the tone. We took the ball and went right down the field and scored. And it was one of those things we kind of got acclimated to the game on our end. And once we did, I felt like coming out of halftime, defense made a few changes, moving some people around, and then all of a sudden, you know, I felt like we did a few good things, and our kids played really well. We don't give up one big play, which we had it play perfectly. Hudson had it play perfectly. They may not score in the second half. So it was one of those things, you know, it just happens. So, yeah, and we're sitting here saying, they didn't score anyway. We felt like we stopped them at the goal line. But there
was a lot of delayed reaction on the crew on Friday night, I noticed.
Well, I'm not going to get into it with that. Okay. But it was very delayed on that call. And then they called the touchdown. Stanton, the touchdown the guy did on their sideline, and the other five other six guys overruled him. And I'm like, wait a minute, how did you guys not get together on the one before, you know, and figure that out? But, you know, at the end of the night, you do what you got to do. And I thought our kids responded, and then they played. You know, the thing that gets lost in that was we got the tip ball, but then Stanton run the guy down to make him snap it again, and then we almost stopped him at the 1 yard line, which we felt like we did stop him. And that's those kind of hustle plays kind of get lost on people during the game. But there's some our kids have been doing that all year, making those hustle plays and making them snap it again. That was why I was so mad when they called the touchdown for Stanton, was we got to snap it again, and you never know what's going to happen on the next snap, you know. But I thought our kids played extremely hard, did a really good job, and it's a fun group to be around right now. They've really started to grow up and get better and better every week.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talk a little bit about what kind of a difference that visitor crowd made for the team this past Friday night. I don't remember there being that big of a crowd in any other road game since the 2018 championship game, and I'd be hard pressed to remember any crowd that was louder than they were Friday night.
Yeah, it was a rambunctious bunch. People were ready. The parents traveled well. I think we'll have a pretty good crowd go up to Millage this week. I think they're taking some buses and things like that. So it was really loud. It was fun, and I think our kids, like I said, they play with that energy. You know, when that crowd's going crazy, I noticed a couple times I'm turning around to the crowd and telling them to get up and let's go. And I mean, that's fun for the kids because they're playing in front of somebody, you know, and it's just a great environment, and that's what they want to be in front of that environment. You know, that's why people. I say this, that's why people play in the SEC. They want to go to these stadiums that's got 100,000 people that's going crazy, you know, and that's what they want to play in front of. And that's what our kids love playing in front of that. And I thought our home crowds this year have been great. And then we traveled really well to Valwood and played a big part in that. And they were having a hard time hearing a little bit in that fourth quarter.
I was going to say, then in the beginning, two straight false start penalties to start off the game. That's impressive. That's Georgia-level kind of stuff there.
Yeah, we were stemming some stuff up front. I thought we did a good job right there, and our kids did a great job of hiding it and got them to jump off sides again, put them behind the chains, and then we were able to acclimate into the game speed.
Talk about how the turnover battle has been such an important aspect of this season's success. Let's talk about Gibson real quick. Number three. Drops off the fingertips what could have been more than likely a long touchdown pass, and on the very next play from Valwood he intercepts it, takes it back for six.
Yeah, I mean, play the next play. We said that at before the game. Stuff's going to happen. Play the next play. Don't worry about it. Go play the next play. And blocked it out, and we punt to them. We down it, and then they come out there and they go to run the screen. And we worked on it all week. And I don't know if he picked one off in practice a couple times, but we worked on jumping that, and we sure did. And he made a play, and it was huge for us right there. But that's the whole mentality: play the next play.
Four interceptions on the night, and what should have been a fumble recovery from what we were looking at. What was the explanation on that? Stanton Beverly, not a fumble recovery, only fumble recovery.
They said forward progress had been stopped, you know. But we've seen some calls in the season that was a fumble. But hey, you know, you live and die with some of that stuff. And I thought our kids again did a good job of trying to create turnovers, and that would have been the fifth one right there. So. You know, if you can win the turnover battle, you got a good chance to win it in the playoffs, and that's the key.
All right. More to come on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia, at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21,000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lusop Kia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health and injury status of the team. Pretty clean going into Friday night. Didn't look like we had a whole lot of slow to get up. So how's everything looking for the team as far as that goes?
I think everything's pretty good. The biggest thing right now is just trying to the weather change and a little bit of the head cold and the fever, and a couple guys had that the last few days. So had a few guys sick, but other than that, the bumps and bruises, I think, is all gone. I think we're about ready to rock and roll. So health-wise, we're pretty good.
You mentioned this earlier, and I wanted you to expand on it a little bit more, talking about how this team has grown up. You know, this does seem like the camaraderie just on the sidelines and the pregame and the after, you know, the opportunities that I have to interact with the team. It seems like they really have bonded, like you know, that true band of brothers kind of situation.
You know, just go in there and hang out with them in the locker room. You let them out at 6:50 and they leave at 7:20. I'm like, guys, what have y'all been doing in here for 30 minutes? Don't tell me. I don't really want to know. Because who knows what they're doing in there. They're grinning right now. They act like fools in there. I just went in there and stood the night and watched them all act silly and carry on. I'm like, good Lord. But, you know, I think that's part of the thing here. Our culture, our kids have done a really good job. Every year, the seniors do a good job of getting guys acclimated and being comfortable. And then, you know, it does take a while, but I think our kids do a really good job of coming together. And they understand, you know, we're all in this together. We push each other every day. And when you're in there spending as much time as we do together, you create a bond. You know what the guy's strengths and weaknesses are, and you understand what we got to do to get better, what your role is on the team. And I think our kids have done that over the years here and have accepted it and done a really good job with it.
And this is quite by far the biggest challenge that they are going to face is this upcoming Friday night on the shores of Lake Sinclair, taking on John Milledge Academy. You know, last season we were hoping that last season was a bit more than a fluke, and unfortunately it seems like that's all it was. They're right back to business. How do you feel that this team now stacks up to this John Milledge Academy squad?
John Milledge is very good. They're very well coached. They're physical. They're big. They got a ton of kids. I think they got 45 kids on the roster. And you know, it's going to come down to some things. How physical are we going to be? You know, how quick can we catch up game speed at the beginning? How quick do we acclimate to it right off the bat? You know, and the big thing is do their offensive defensive lines wear our line down? I would love to say our offensive defensive line, but it's the same crew. So they run five fresh guys out on the offensive line and four fresh guys out on the defensive line. So for us, you know, we're not playing a ton of guys, or we're playing a ton of guys both ways, and they're not playing a ton of people both ways up front. Skill-wise, a lot of their skill kids play both ways. But, you know, it's that offensive and defensive line, and they, you know, people often say it's one in the trenches. So, you know, how do we hold up, and how do our rotations work and things like that. But, you know, hey, ain't nobody expect us to get by Valwood, and here we are. And, you know, I thought our kids got better as the game went on at the end. So, felt like we wore them down a little bit and took control of the line of scrimmage in the third and fourth quarter, especially the fourth quarter. I felt like we did.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think it wouldn't be too much of a stretch to say that probably the biggest thing that you're going to have to game plan for and deal with for this Friday night is Asa Wall. For somebody that's leading the team in what, touchdowns, receiving yards, sacks, intercept tackles.
Yeah,
he's kind of a, you know, one man show.
He's a Division One. He's a Division One prospect. He's a guy. He's a dude. He's that guy. It's, you know, it's JT's son. I call him Superman. I told him that this weekend. You know, he plays really well. He's a good football player. So, yeah, we got to find number four wherever he's at on the field. We got to find him. And trust me, we've made notes of that already. So, you know, but I think our kids have done a good job with it. And, you know, our kids just, hey, let's go play. That's the mentality right now. Is we've been in here doing the same thing they've been doing, you know, all summer, all winter. You know, our kids have put in the time. They're like, hey, let's go play. Let's go test it. Let's see how good, let's see how tough everybody is. And, you know, like I said, I'll take this 30. We're going to go walk down that alley. And they've been willing to walk down it. And they don't mind a good fight. So I think they'll be ready to go play.
Breaking news, chip the teeth indeed. Now, when you're prepping against John Village, you know, their only loss came early in the season, what, week three, week four, somewhere along in there?
Something like that, yeah.
How much do you put more emphasis on what the team looks like now in your film prep, or do you go back to that beginning of the season to the one team that was able to defeat them?
we go back to, I think we even had a scrimmage game somewhere. So from scrimmages all the way up, you know, we've watched every game film. Probably, I'd say the coaches have all watched them probably every game film at least three times. So I think we got 11, 12 films on them, and we watched all of them three times or more. And, you know, you look at them and you see things that they've done, and you kind of try to figure out what was their basics early and how they expanded it over a while. And then you look at some of the things that, what do they do? What are some of their tendencies? You know, that's the things that you get looking at and spend hours and hours and hours in front of a computer and trying to come up with things. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to two things, blocking and tackling. And, you know, whoever does it the best is going to come out of this, you know, and can limit turnovers and limit big plays. So hopefully that's going to be the key. That's when it comes down to it in November right now. I've said it again. If you can run the ball in November, you got a chance to play late in or early into December. So the key is going to be able to run the ball. They run the ball well, but they throw it really well. So we got to be good on defense, and offensively we got to control the tempo.
Does the team understand the history of the matchup? You know, we've been playing against them since, what, 2016 was the first time we played against them, 2017, somewhere along there?
I think it was 2018 was when we first played them. It was 2018 in the regular season, lost them in overtime, and then we beat them in the state
championship, and then it's four straight losses. Does that kind of thing even come into their mentality of it, or do they just focus on the here and the now?
The kids focus on the here and the now. There's nothing to worry about in the past. There's no way to go back and fix it. We go back and look at it and see if they've done things against us that we might have ran or whatever. But for the most part, we just worry about today. And our kids have done a good job of that. And here in the last 5 or 6 weeks, they've done real well to get better and better every week and focus on us.
All right. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports
Cunningham
Network.
Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics. And just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. Okay, taking a little bit of a sidestep and talking about a bit more local sports instead of just Frederica sports. Word coming out of Camden County today that head coach Travis Rowland of the Camden County Wildcats relieved of his duties of head coach of the Wildcats after going 13-8 over his two-year tenure. Of course, you know, 1-4 in the region this year, missing the playoffs, probably had a fair amount to do with that. What was your reaction when you first heard about it?
I'm good and cozy in my office. That was it. It's a pressure cooker down there. I mean, when you play in that region, the expectations are really high. And, you know, you got to go play against a bunch of really good teams, and you got to be prepared week in and week out. And, you know, I think he might have taken a slightly different approach than some of us. Played a lot of Florida teams, went back to where he played some people, and may not have gotten prepared for what they were about to run into over there with those guys with Lowndes and Valdosta and Tiffs and Colquitts and all of that bunch. I mean, that's a tough region, really, really tough region. And, you know, you got to be prepared week in, week out. You got to be physical, and you got to have numerous kids, and you better be ready to go play every week. And that's a pressure cooker down there. The expectations down there are extremely high.
There was a rumor a couple of years ago that you might have been trading in the green and the gray for the blue and the white. So you're basically saying right now, without any wavering, without any doubt, you are firm and comfortable and happy to continue on your career at Frederica Academy.
Yeah, capital Y-E-S, yes.
All right.
We trading anything in right now. We're in the semifinals. We want to go play and do that. And we've got a great administration. The school's been great to us. And, again, there's not a ton of pressure. The pressure that we put on ourselves is what we to succeed and create our standard and our kids. And, you know, we're excited to be where we're at. And I don't have to worry about none of that stuff.
I was going to say, what was it the coach that Coach Bo said during the pregame? It's like you don't want to have one bad season to wind up a language arts teacher at Mahana Elementary or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I can firmly speak for the rest of the Frederica family to say that I am extraordinarily glad to hear that, and that regardless of how the next 2 weeks go, we'll have you right back under the Oaks next season.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, so let's talk about what it's going to take to get to that second week that I just talked about. We'll go ahead and do the quick plug real quick. This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Avoid the big plays.
Yeah.
Win the turnover battle.
Yep.
Win it in the trenches.
Yeah.
Chip some teeth, break some noses.
Yep. I mean, that essentially is what it comes down to in the playoffs, you know, and big time players got to make big time plays. We got to dial stuff up, and we got to make them, you know, they're going to dial stuff up, and whose big time players are going to make the most plays at the end of the night. And, you know, our kids have responded all year long. Stanton, I mean, you start looking at all of them, at Jalen, JC, Stanton, Jaden, I mean, just go through Hudson, all of these. I mean, honestly, Gavin. I mean, the other night, Gavin played probably, I think he had 10 solo tackles and 4 or 5 assists, tackle for loss. I mean, he was unreal on defense. I thought our kids just played great. And then our offensive line took over in the end. Our defensive line kind of shut it down up front, and they became one-dimensional. I thought those guys up front, Grant and Fuller and Eric and those guys, our outside backers, you know, we started rotating guys. I thought Wyatt, and we moved Gavin out there some. I thought Travis, Jordan, and Andy did a great job at linebacking. We're just rotating by committee and trying to find that niche. And we plugged some guys in certain situations and certain downs, and they made some plays. And that's a big thing, you know. And I thought our kids just our kids respond, and that's all you can say. They go out and they respond, and they've done a great job all year. And we're going to go up there, and they'll respond. That's just the way you have to approach it as a coach. They'll respond. They'll come and play, and they'll make some things happen, and we got to go execute. And they're going to try to make things happen on their end, and that's the beauty of it. When you play two teams that are really well coached and that play hard, it's going to be an interesting game. I think it'll be fun. If we don't make a ton of mistakes, I think it'll be one nose right down to the end. And it'll be. I don't know if you guys will probably really enjoy it. The rest of us will all be. I'll be taking a small, short rest, trying not to pass out a dial there. But, you know, I just think that everybody will be prepared. I think our coaches have done a great job getting our kids ready, and our kids do. Here's the other thing. The kids do a great job of listening to what we're talking about and going over it. And we've been going, I don't know how many weeks we've been practicing now. This is, what, 17 weeks of football practice? And you think about it over and over, how many times? I know our voice is, you know, at this point they're like, oh, God, he's talking again, you know. But at the same time, they're listening, and they're taking it in, and they're still asking questions, and that's the beauty of the game right now. And, you know, they want to excel as much as we want them to excel. And that's the thing. That's the beauty of it right now. It's not like they're like, you know what, I don't care. But they do care, and it matters to them right now. And so that's the fun part about it right now, is it matters, and they want to go play, and they want to have fun. And we want to win. We love to win, and our kids do a really good job, and I'm proud of them for that.
Now, I know that you previously mentioned they don't care about this part of it, but do you ever stop and think about the fact that, you know, last week you broke a five-game losing streak to a team? You've got the opportunity this week to break a four-game losing streak to a team. And depending on how things go on the other bracket, it's a, what, three-game losing streak to Deerfield if they wind up winning it?
Yeah,
probably. Somewhere along in there?
Yeah.
Does the whole revenge tour mentality start coming into play at all, or you're just looking at this week?
You spend a lot more time looking at them records than I do.
Oh, I do. You know I do.
I don't know any of that stuff. When I won 100 games, I had no idea. I didn't even won 100 games. So I don't really play into that. I play in for the moment, you know, for that night, you know, and what it could be. Because when you get to be my age and you're in year 28 of doing it, you start thinking about how many more opportunities you're going to get to be it. You're one game away of being at a state championship, playing for a state championship. You know, been doing it for 28 years, and I played for two of them, and I have been at six of them in six Final Fours. This will be my seventh one, you know. And so I'm probably a fortunate coach to have been to, you think about it, to have half or 25% of your career been in the Final Four, getting to the Final Four. But at the same time, you also sit around and go, man, it's a long football season. And to get you're one game away from being in the state championship, and it really, that's what I start thinking about. I don't worry about none of the records. I throw all that out. I think about the minutes and what we got, the time we got to put into it, and being that one, we're 48 minutes away from playing for another one. If we can, we get through this one, then we got 48 minutes, you know, and that's the thing. That's what I think about.
This Friday night, those 48 minutes going on against the John Milledge Academy Trojans up in Milledgeville. If you can make the trip, it would be greatly appreciated if you do. We had a great road crew, great visitors, stands of the game this past Friday night. Would love to see even more show up for Friday night in Millersville. Hey, it's just 2 hours from Millersville to Athens if you're going to the Georgia-Texas game. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off with the final two words from the coach.
Go Knights.